Well, sorry for that bit of a drop. I forgot to do something important. I forgot to plug my power back into the computer. And of course, it took everything down. I heard everything go, ew. I go, oh crap! So, sorry for the quick interruption. I need to take care of it when I got distracted by other things and my mind forgot. Oh well. It is what it is, but at least I'm back again and rolling. The archive will not be affected at all because it's on a separate system. So anyways, as I was saying, I was going to read an article. I think that's what I was going to do. Yeah. No, it wasn't an article. It was the birthdays. I then got myself discombobulated. Or discombobulated. Okay, here we go. So, birthdays coming up. Let's see, what do we have here? From the 7th to Friday the 13th, the birthdays coming up is on Wednesday the 11th will be Ray T. Mahorney's birthday. And on the 13th, it would be Kelly Peterson's birthday. And also Joanne's birthday, K9JKM. There's his Jesus tap dancing Mahorney. Yes. So that's the couple birthdays coming up for this next week. Okay. I'll get this real article here that I came across. Come on, get over here. There we go. This is from TV Tech. When it comes to the upper C-band, wireless carriers want more. 5G and 6G service providers pressure the SEC for more spectrum for new services. Major U.S. wireless carriers like Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile are aggressively lobbying the Federal Communications Commission to repurpose the entire upper C-band, the 3.98 to 4.2 gigahertz, for flexible use wireless services aiming to secure up to 180 megacycles or megahertz of additional spectrum for expanded capacity. Observers say those companies want it all, top to bottom. Wireless Industry Association CTIA, for one, met with the FCC this month and put on the record that it wants the maximum amount of spectrum in the upper C-band for full power licensed wireless deployments, while carriers and other wireless service providers are anxious to grab the maximum amount of capacity. They face stiff pushback from broadcasters urging a limit of 100 megahertz. The FCC has issued a notice of proposed rulemaking to repurpose the 3.98 to 4.2 gigahertz band for flexible use terrestrial services with an auction targeted for 2027. The commission is mandated by Congress to take at least another 100 megahertz for wireless services. The National Association of Broadcasters said it's taking that much spectrum for terrestrial cellular services could disrupt vital content distribution services. So they get their foot in the door and they want more. Let's just take the whole C-band spectrum and just radiate all of us with that 5G and 6G RF pollution. Instead of aiming it up into the sky, they're aiming it at us. Let's see, another one here. SCS says it's happy with releasing 160 megahertz of spectrum for 5G. The satellite operator SCS has until recently explained that it favored just 100 megahertz of C-band upper segment being cleared for the FCC auction. The SES CEO Adel Al-Saleha, speaking at the SES end-of-year results statement, updated analysis of the current position, the draft notice of proposed rulemaking, also known as the NPRM, was published by the FCC last December and was followed by a round of stakeholder comments. The FCC filed comments on January 20th and replied comments on February 18th supporting FCC proposal for upper C-band clearance. SCS remains fully committed to collaborating with the FCC and all stakeholders to identify the impediment or implement of most effective technical solution that delivers mutual benefits for all parties involved. It is the FCC's stated intention to auction up to 180 megahertz of spectrum in the upper C-band. The one big, beautiful bill requires the FCC to complete a system of competitive bidding for at least 100 megahertz of upper C-band no later than July of 2027. And we expect now at the FCC to move in a second half of 2026 to issue their ruling, Al-Saleha continued. The FCC has clearly said it wants to go as high as possible, up to 180 megahertz. We would like them to go to 160 megahertz, leaving some C-band for very specific applications that we think will be beneficial. As I said, we are working closely with the FCC and will support them with their objectives, ensuring that our customers get the service that they need to have. It's progressing. It's picking up speed, actually. The new activity concerns the upper C-band 3.98 to 4.2 gigahertz, which the FCC would auction to terrestrial telcos for 5G expansion. Isn't that just lovely? Let's see. What else here? And they also, another one saying that Eutelsat is keen to see the next slice of C-band satellite spectrum auction off. I mean, they're all getting on the bandwagon here. Well, screw the transmission of course, they're looking at the whole picture. Fiber's becoming the mainstay, so why do they need to transmit stuff into satellites, into space? Just send it over fiber. That way we can control it even more. We'll have those hijackers, those dirty butt owners that are receiving those signals. Okay, let's see. What else should do? Oh, and it's going to be that time again.
Get up, Grandpa. Don't you know it's daylight saving time?
Yeah, I know it. I don't know who in the world ever got it up. It don't do nobody a bit of good. For years and years, folks got along with an old grandfather's clock, or just a common old sundial sitting out on a rock. Then the dollar watch, it had its day, and the wristwatch, it was fine. Then along came a man that ruined us all with daylight saving time. I'm a-hunting that man who first thought up daylight saving time. Until he moved the clocks around, everything was a-going fine.
But I guess he's hid and won't come out. He knows he's out of line. I get up late, have to wait, can't keep it straight. Who did he hate? I mean the man that first thought of daylight saving time. His followers all will argue that they've gained an hour of light by moving all the clocks around, but I can't see they're right. The sun still rises just the same and sets just as before. If they'd rise 60 minutes early, maybe they'd have an hour more. So why not leave the clocks alone so folks won't be confused? Let them hit the floor an hour before if it's daylight that they choose. I'm a-hunting that man who first thought of daylight saving time. If he will prove why the clocks will move, then I'll admit it's fine. I've twisted my old clock around till it ain't worth a dime. I'm a counting sheep, losing sleep, get up late, miss the date. Couldn't get there in a Cadillac 8. Try as they will, they'll never gain with daylight saving time.
If you and I, a cold hard place, words are exchanged into the dark, and they are not nice. I said I'll be good to you, but I don't change, I don't change, I don't change. The conversation of you and I, explicitly cruel. I call you so many ugly names. Do you face? I said I'll be good to you. Change, I don't change. Daylight saving, even though it feels like day, darkness comes to me to you, good to you, good to you. And turn, it's not really all my fault. I was lost at sea. My vessel sunk to the ocean floor. Could I come out dry? Daylight saving. Even though it feels like day, darkness comes to me. Thank you.
Yep. It's that time again to move your clocks ahead. Oh, boy. And that changes the timing for everything. K-Ow's show will be a rebroadcast starting next week. Or a delayed playing because her schedule, since she's on UTC, will mean she'll be live during Tom and Daryl's show at 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central. So I have to then take the file live show from then and play it the next week. So it's an offset. And that's the drawback to it for those that are on UTC time. Since she does the show on a network that uses Universal Time. Okay. Some goings on with launches. SpaceX is going to try again for a launch of another batch of Starlink satellites. The Starlink 1718 mission will add 25 more broadband internet satellite to the company's mega constellation, more than 9,900 spacecraft in low Earth orbit. The liftoff will be from Complex 4 East, is scheduled for 3:59:40 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. That'll be 6:59 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, or 10:59:40 UTC, and it'll be flying on a southerly trajectory from Vandenberg, and they tried to launch it this morning, but it was scrubbed, and it was launched on the 4th, and that was scrubbed because of winds, and means we were having the Santa Ana type winds, the upper levels of the winds have been really heavy, so they had been scrubbing, so I was hoping to see it, a dawn launch to see the jellyfish effect, but that never happened because they kept stopping the clock and then readjusting to the end of the window, and well, that failed, so they halted all operations. So they're going to try again at 3:59 Pacific Daylight Time. Would that happen? We'll find out. And let's see here. Let's see other things here. There's another story I saw. Let's see. NASA contract confirms selection of ULA's Centaur 5 as the new upper stage for the SLS rocket. The upper stage of the United Launch Alliance's Vulcan rockets performed successfully across the first four flights of the rocket since 2024. The first launch of the Centaur 5 as part of the Space Launch System rocket would be on the Artemis 4 mission. Let's see. SpaceX launched the 600th Starlink satellite of 2026 during a pre-dawn Falcon 9 rocket launch from Cape Canaveral on the 1040 mission. So that 600 so far has been launched this year. It's pretty much a lot. And a Spanish launch startup, PLD Space, raises $209 million to scale its rocket production. The Series C funding was led by Mitsubishi Electric Corporation, which invested £50 million, or $58 million, in their attempts to enter the space launching. Let's see what else. Upcoming launches, of course, the launch for tomorrow morning. The Alpha Stairway to 7 launch for Firefly. They're going to try for the 9th of March to launch out of Vandenberg at window opens at 5:50 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time or 8:50 Eastern Daylight Time. So they're going to try again to launch their rocket. And on March 9th into the 10th, a Falcon 9 will be launching EchoStar 25 from Cape Canaveral. And the 149-minute window opens at 11:14 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Slick 40 at Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. And that'll be an EchoStar 25 into geosynchronous transfer orbit for direct broadcast satellite. It's a collaboration between EchoStar and its subsidiary DISH, as well as Launtirius Space Systems, a subsidy of Intuitive Machine. More than 8.5 minutes after liftoff, the first stage booster, tail number B1085, launching for the 14th time, will land on the drone ship, a short fall of gravitas positioned in the Atlantic Ocean. It's hard to believe they're already up to EchoStar 25, so it'll be EchoStar 250. And on March 11th, a Falcon 9 will be launching from Vandenberg with the 1731 mission. And it opens at 3:58 a.m. It'll be another similar to tomorrow's launch. And on March 12th, another Falcon 9 launching the Starlink 1048 from Cape Canaveral. At window opens at 6 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So, quite a lot happening. And on Saturday, the 14th of March, they'll be launching another Starlink mission at 7:37 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time from Vandenberg Air Force Base. So, it might have a jellyfish effect of seeing the cool trail from the satellite. And let's see, Ron Hogger says, I hope to see some of you Sunday. I have a real good show plan. Time to go. See you later. Good night there, Ron. Let's see, the remaining couple minutes, what else do I have here? Of course, I mentioned about the turning your clocks back. Forward. Be sure to do that, or otherwise you'll be out of sync. Of course, all the clocks should automatically go on the computers, except for the one computer. Gotta manually do it, I think. Yeah. Or I don't know. I think it changes, but then it goes back on. It does weird things. So I gotta keep an eye on it because I don't want the replays to start an hour late. Okay. What else do we have here? I don't think I'm gonna get to that article. I'll save that for next week. It's interesting, and that one too. I'll just have to, yeah, that one's just too long, but I'm running out of time here. Let's see that. So anyway, want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening and participating and all of that. And I will bid y'all a good night and see you again next week. So don't forget to turn your clocks ahead. This has been the Dishnut News for March the 7th of 2026. Next! Okay. Made it back. Clay says, thanks, Pat. You're more than welcome. Guess I better get the replay loaded in. And Rennie says, good night, all. Good show, Pat. You're welcome. And sorry for the drop. I totally forgot to plug in a plug, and everything went down. Amazing how quiet the room is when everything's off. You just get used to that background sound. Oh, well, I gave it an unexpected reboot. At least it all fired all back up. That's what counts. I wonder how it affected the Synology. Real quickly here. So I got to do something about one of the drives that's showing errors. Let's look here. It says alerts. Oh, I got to turn on the virtual machine too. Whoops, because the cameras won't work. Oh, I'm glad I looked because... Eep. Okay, let's get the virtual machine running again. Where are you? Oh, that's the wrong thing. Okay. And powered it on. The cameras won't be updating. It says it's running. So let's... it's booting up. Usually takes a little longer. That. And let's see. Drive 4 is failing. 3 days ago. Giving all these errors every so often. It seems to be having... time to time sectors being bad. I gotta swap it out with the placement one that I originally got years ago and have it repopulated. Sorry, just rambling on here. CPU usage 95%. I'm kind of maxing it out here. Okay, let's see here. Now let's log this thing in. I think that's it. Yeah. Okay. Now it should go through the process of starting up the program and getting back to sending the pictures to the server. Okay. Got that. And let's see. Go over here. And there. Okay, got that. So I'm going to play another Friday Night Live show. And there we go. One of these days, I still got to get around to transferring a lot of the older Friday Night Live shows to into digital format from the tapes, since I've been doing some rearranging. I probably would be able to do that, but time wise it's going to take a chunk of time to get involved in that endeavor, and I'd rather have the engine done and all the other things taken care of. And will I ever get that far? That's one of the things that keeps hitting me, is like, so much to do. Will I actually accomplish that in the next couple months or so? Just those things go through your mind. Will I be out of money by then? That's the way it's looking. Especially with the prices going up and everything. Thank you, globalists. Doing a good job there. Okay, I just want to make sure the it should be sending now. Let's check and see. Yep, 2112. Okay, it's back sending to the Game Bird. The driveway out the desert house has got quite a bank of pine needles collecting in the area where the winds kind of circle around and where the boat used to be, turning into a drift of pine needles. You gotta get out there. It needs attention. Especially with all that rain that has happened. Oh well, enough of that. I will get this replay going and I head off to the kitchen and get something to eat. And continue on with the everything I'm working on. There goes another noise. Number six says, can't even watch the Doctor Who classic channel. Oh, my brother says, and Palmfrong. Oh, let me look. I didn't look that close. Palmfrong. Okay. Oh, yeah, I see it there. Yeah. I was just looking at a thumbnail. That must have came the winds were blown from the north, from the northeast. It probably blew off the palm tree in the front, or it may have or it could have blew off from the tree westward, and don't know. More logically, it happened when the winds were blown from that direction. Probably during the storms that went through, because it was pretty heavy winds. That's for sure. And of course, the porch light needs replacing. No light on the porch. So they say, lots to be done. Let's see. Okay. Guess I got everything ready. Brother says, the winds have been quite heavy out there, so not surprised. Nah, it never happens out there. March is usually the month of heavy winds, stripping the tree of all of its flowers and everything. I don't know if that tree's going to be doing anything. I should have put down some fertilizer on the tree when I was out there last time. My friend took me out there, but I, too much to do. Didn't think of it. Number six says, weakling scum, co-pilot from the Horns of Nyman. March is usually the heavy wind month out there. I mean, you'll be Q&A. That's my cue to head off the kitchen and get something to eat, or I fall asleep. Yeah, there you go. Okay, here's Friday Night Live from March the 4th. Of 1994. And I think it also has a William Cooper's Hour of the Time afterwards, too. It looks like it's 4 hours long, so usually that's what's on it. Brother says, March 4th! On, I say, March 4th with your replay. That's what I'm doing. I'm marching forth with the replay. So, catch y'all later. Have a good week and take care and all that. Be safe. And be sure to turn your clocks ahead. Bye. Click.
The following program is a rebroadcast.
Plus, after a number of changes by major investors, undermined his control of the channel that was made popular on a diet of futsal, films, and not-so-soft porn. The resignation followed moves by press agency Havas and two major shareholders to combine their holdings to form a single Havas-controlled 48% block of shares. The French press has been full of outraged articles, and the media coverage has been so large as if the president had been shot or involved in a major sex scandal. Speaking of sex... No sex, I'm the Pope. Pope John Paul has hit out at television for glorifying marital infidelity and spreading hedonistic culture.